Welcome to Wyoming Stories. I'm Micah Schweitzer. On this podcast, we bring you stories about Wyomingites in their own words. Some were recorded by StoryCorps, a project that records conversations between loved ones, and others were recorded as part of our own Wyoming Stories project. Today, since the end of the school year is coming up, we'll hear some stories about education. To start out, we'll hear from Bill Schilling. He's the president of the Wyoming Business Alliance, and he was instrumental in getting the Hathaway Scholarship through the legislature. In fact, he says it's one of his greatest achievements. The Hathaway allows students to get money for college if they meet certain academic criteria. Here, Schilling talks with former dean of the UW Business School, Brent Hathaway. And in case you were wondering, no, the scholarship is not named after him. Schilling recalls how the Hathaway Scholarship came to be.
We were having our annual Wyoming Forum, and then Representative, now State Senator, Jim Anderson gave me a call one day and gave me some ideas of some speakers. And I'm always looking for good speakers, and he mentioned a guy named Patrick Taylor from New Orleans, this billionaire who has had this scholarship program for kids C-plus average or better in commensurate ACT scores. And I said, well, that sounds great. And so we went and had the forum. Well, Mr. Taylor actually died of complications from heart surgery 3 weeks before the event. But the head of their foundation, Jim Caillé, came out and spoke. And I'll never forget, it was at a lunch meeting at the Parkway Plaza in Casper. Some 550 people in this room, they're packed like sardines. And you could hear a pin drop when he's talking about the fact that in America, the American dream, a lot of it's tied to education. And so many kids don't have that opportunity to go to school, go to college because of economic constrictions. And so he described a program. Everyone, of course, knows about the Hathaway Scholarship Program. Any kid in Wyoming today with a C-plus average and, as I said, a corresponding ACT score, they will get at least 50% of their tuition to college, and 75% of it's a B, and then, of course, 100% of it's an A. Well, when Jim came and he spoke, then Nancy Friedenthal, she was the First Lady of Wyoming, she was at the head table, and she asked him to come back to Wyoming, to the legislature, the second week of the legislature. And from that point, I took over in terms of squiring him around and building up the case for this. Well, within the first 2 weeks of the legislative session, there were five or six bills introduced for our Wyoming Hathaway plan. It was extraordinary. And there was resistance, as you know, from the community colleges, the university. They all wanted to have their way. They wanted to have they had their certain kinds of approaches, the one that would do it. And we kept on saying, no, this is merit-based, but it also is a need-based program. And we prevailed. And I'll never forget what happened. This is the most extraordinary story that I don't think people fully realize. And it was done by the craftsmanship of several state legislators in the House. Steve Harshman and Jeff Wasserberger. And the higher education folks had an endowment request of $105 million. Well, the House Education Committee keeps on delaying the hearing for this and delaying and delaying. And the college presidents and the University of Wyoming president, they're all getting kind of nervous because it's getting right down to the last day. And so on the last day of the committee meeting, an amendment is made to this $105 million bill. And you know what the amendment was?
What was that?
$400 million endowment in Wyoming. You know, the lowest population state in America. And the amendment was $400 million to create the Hathaway Plan. And guess what the vote was? Well, first of all, they didn't take any testimony. They refused to take any testimony, they being the legislators. They called for a motion, got the motion, second, 9-0 vote right through the House committee. It was astounding. And if you talk to the most senior legislators like Charlie Scott, some of those people, and Tex Boggs from Rock Springs, they'll say that the Hathaway legislation would be one of the one or two most important pieces of legislation ever enacted in the state of Wyoming.
I've seen the impact with our student population of those really strong students who at one time would leave our state and go to another state institution because they had a scholarship. And the Hathaway scholarships have made me a very popular dean on campus because those who don't know their Wyoming history think it was after me.
After you.
Absolutely. In fact, a quick story on that. It's really entertaining. So it just hit the press in the last 2 weeks that the $400 million was going and it was going to be called the Hathaway Scholarships. I'm making a presentation in Jackson Hole, which has a number of
wealthy people,
but also people that manage wealthy people's money. And I was giving a presentation hosted by one of my former alums and board member. I'm giving a presentation, and there's a really unusually large crowd. And I'll admit that as I was giving my presentation, every joke worked. I've never felt like people were so riveted with my comments. And afterwards, I finally figured out, everybody came up to get a business card. And I finally figured out, they thought I was the Hathaway that put the $400 million into the state coffers. And so I now giggle about that they were all hoping to help me with my immense wealth. But it has been a joy to see that program impact so many people. Just the notion that anyone who will pay attention to their grades and will work hard can have access to higher education.
It's extraordinary. And, you know, when you talk to people from outside of Wyoming about this, they're astounded. There are like, I think, 22 or 23 states that have a similar program. But Wyoming's is the only one that's fully endowed. And ours is endowed for perpetuity because, remember, they had the constitutional amendment vote to our Wyoming Constitution to permanently endow that. And so it cannot be violated ever.
That was Wyoming Business Alliance President Bill Schilling talking with Brent Hathaway, the former dean of the UW Business School. The piece was produced by Willow Belden with interviews recorded at StoryCorps. Next, we turn to Sergio Maldonado. He's a Mexican Arapaho who grew up on the Wind River Indian Reservation outside of Lander, and he now teaches at Central Wyoming College in Riverton.
My family called me Checo. My folks had a sweet deal in raising kids. 9 months with the kids and 3 months with the grandparents, which was the best thing that could have ever happened. As tribal members, our grandparents are so important to us. More influential in my life than my own parents. My grandma Marguerite, she'd tell me softly, firmly, say, Checo, you have work to do. And she said that to me throughout my life. Upon graduation, I came home, and one summer, we're having coffee mid-morning. She asked me what I wanted to do with my life, and I told her that, you know, I was very happy to learn how to raise good alfalfa hay, have some horses and cows, and swing a hammer. She looked at me and she's sipping on her coffee and she smiled and said, well, that's all fine and dandy, but there's a school that you're going to go to in Riverton. And she says, it's called Central Wyoming College. That was a time when your grandparents asked, shared, said something to you, and you did not negotiate. I did what my grandma said. I began my academic career here at CWC. And I've never stopped. Did my master's at ASU, my doctoral work at Arizona State, always knowing that I was going to come home. It's been an eye-opener because I see what needs to be done. When you're on the outside looking in, things can look pretty doggone rosy, but when you're on the inside looking out, things aren't as rosy as we would like to think. How has it changed? You see less and less Arapaho spoken. It is estimated less than 200 fluent Arapaho speakers. It's in all of our schools, but it's piecemeal efforts. Language was obviously the first thing to go. The given language in America is English. We have not held on to our language the way we should have, again, should be in conditionally speaking. 200 fluent speakers and they're all 60 and above, we could see them gone in 10 years. This is what I have seen change. Coming from the academic sense, another concern, what has changed? I see that we as a community at large, we value the notion of education. We can wax eloquently about the importance of education. but we have yet to model its importance and create those environments across the board where our children excel also. That is a concern. You create the circumstance. You can fix the circumstance. Very few times are we ever the victims. That's Arapaho philosophy. Life is good, life is prayerful, and life is work.
That was Sergio Maldonado. He teaches at Central Wyoming College. The piece was produced by Cordelia Zars and Willow Belden. Our final story today is from Tiffany Fagler. She coordinates the University of Wyoming's Student Educational Opportunity Center in Ifedi. The daughter of two educators, she continues her family's legacy by helping students achieve the dream of going to college.
Typically, when you're in high school and you're planning on going to college, you got a guidance counselor at your high school. Most of mine that I work with are non-traditional students, and so they don't have that guidance counselor to tell them, what do I need to do? How do I get a high school transcript from 20 years ago? How do I, you know, get my immunization record? And, you know, just little things like that that you got to do, and I need a compass test. What is that? Where do I get that? And those kind of things. But I also work with high school dropouts, that getting them into a GED program or different things, or we have a lot of programs around here that's just work training programs. So my job actually works with having somebody either get a high school diploma or GED or helping them with anything after. I love that aspect of helping people that want to have education. Typically, everybody I work with is wanting to better themselves. I actually had a student from Wyoming Indian High School. This boy that was probably about 6'3", a big boy. He would be what I would call a linebacker size. And very quiet, very polite. And, you know, we sit him down and we talked to him about doing applications and we talked to him about the FAFSA, and he always did everything. And when we got to the FAFSA, it had questions about your parents. And it came up that both of his parents were deceased. And so, you know, I get excited in the aspect that I know that this boy is going to qualify for some federal aid to help him go to college. You know, but we had to get death certificates, and he would do everything I asked. And I kept trying to explain that, you know, we're doing this so you can get free money to go to college. This is going to help you. And, you know, he didn't really show a lot of emotion. And it was finally the very last day he got an award letter from Central Wyoming College, and it said how much money he was going to get. And here is this big linebacker that just all of a sudden broke down in tears in front of me, that all of a sudden goes, I'm going to college? And I'm going, well, we've been working on this for 4 months. Yeah, you're going to college. And he really didn't believe that it was possible for him to go to college because he didn't have the money to pay for it. And, you know, he went through all the steps that I told him to do. But that was the first time I realized that they might do everything, but in their heart, they still don't believe it. And so, like I said, to have this big boy break down in tears and got excited and, you know, all those emotions come out of him was that first aha moment that I'm making a difference.
That was Tiffany Fagler, who coordinates the University of Wyoming's Student Educational Opportunity Center in Ifedi. The piece was produced by Jordan Harper. That's it for this edition of Wyoming Stories. We'll release a new edition the first Monday of each month. You can find the stories you heard today and many others online at wyomingpublicmedia.org. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Information about recording your story is available on our website. Willow Belden produced the podcast. Anna Rader is our web editor. I'm Micah Schweitzer, and Wyoming Stories is a production of Wyoming Public Media.